down. You kind of expressed some disappointment. You had some memorabilia you thought you might get signed. It's not happening now, huh?
Yeah, nah, definitely not. Brett Favre is a New York Jet. All my friends back home are excited that they have Brett Favre, but yeah, that does nothing for us. So,
what did you want to get signed?
Oh man, I wanted to get a picture, and I was going to get a Green Bay helmet to get him signed. I'm still going to get the helmet signed one day, but the picture, you know, him in a Jets uniform don't really do it for me.
You can get Aaron Rodgers' autograph.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could.
You're not going to, are you?
I mean, nah, probably not. No, I'm a pass.
This team can really identify with what the Packers, especially Aaron Rodgers, have gone through with the way the whole thing with Steve went down.
Yeah, a lot of some players on the team, I would say more so the guys that were here and actually played with Steve. Most of the guys in this locker room never had an opportunity to play with him. I think, you know, Steve's situation was handled more in a timely fashion, and Brett Favre's was more dragged along. And in both cases, you know, they're just terrible things. But, you know, those guys are very mature, and, you know, they understand how this league works. It's not like they were the first quarterbacks that it happened to. Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas, you know, the list goes on. So, you know, happened to two greats in our lifetime, and I happened to play with one of them. But I think everybody is probably happier now.
Are you curious to see how good a grasp Rodgers has in the offense at this point?
Nah, you know what? Honestly, I'm more curious to see how our team is going to play. You know, it really has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers because we're playing this game in preparation to get ready for Jacksonville in two weekends. So, you know, I'm not really too concerned with anything Green Bay is doing.
A lot of times when you play a team, you have to base your prep solely on film and things like that. But here, when you play them in the regular season, you've got first-hand experience a little bit, or at least seeing them with your own
eyes.
Yeah,
they'll totally change, you know, because I don't think that, you know, we play our starters longer in the last game, so I don't think we'll play against them too long. So whatever they're going to do will be real generic and vanilla, and I'm sure defensively we'll be the same. It's the last preseason game, and, you know, preseason is very long, so I think we're just trying to get out of it healthy and get on to next week.
Is it important for you to go Thursday, and are you curious if not to see how some of these other guys step in?
I don't think it's important for anyone to go just because I think, you know, these guys have been working hard. You know, the time that I've been rehabbing, I've been seeing how these guys are out there practicing and going hard. And, you know, I know everybody's tired and their bodies are beat up, and we still have to go out there and play. But that's just what the preseason brings. But like I said, you know, we're going to get this game. We're going to go get a win and then come back and concentrate on Jacksonville.
Because things can be so generic and vanilla, as you called it, during the preseason, is it kind of dumb for people to get concerned, overly concerned, oh, if the team's not playing well in the preseason?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember there was a year we went 4-0 in the preseason, and we finished 5-11. So preseason means nothing. Preseason really means nothing. It might give you a broad overview of what you can expect from your team, but you can get to week four and, you know, be 4-0 and then have three of your top players go down, and it changes the whole chemistry of the team, the division, and the league. So, you know, you just got to play it out.
How do you feel, and are you going to play Thursday?
I think that's a coach's decision as well as the trainer's, but me personally, I feel fine. I actually ran today for the first time. I haven't planted or cut or done any football-specific drills, but as far as my straight-ahead speed, I think I was all right.